Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 19th year. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business Magazine, and today our guest is Derek Mouberry, who is CEO of Zetro USA. That company's parent company, Barcelona-based Zetro, is a slot Mego supplier well-known in European and Latin American markets, but just getting started as far as its footprint in the U.S. This podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. Derek Mouberry is a veteran of slot supply. He was chief executive officer for the former Scientific Games and served 7 years as an executive for that company and legacy company Bally Technologies. 2 years ago, he was tapped by Zetro founder Johnny Ortiz to oversee the company's introduction into North American markets. Welcome to the podcast, Derek.
I appreciate it.
Zetro's largest markets are in Europe and South America. Tell us what your mission was. What mission did Johnny give you with respect to the U.S. when you joined?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have a real large presence, obviously, throughout Spain and obviously all the Latin America countries. And when people think of Zetro, you know, our roots are in video bingo, obviously. We're recognized as the world leader in video bingo. But about 8 years ago, we started on a mission to also get into class three slots. And our vision and goal is really to be recognized as a global supplier of content. And I think our owner, Johnny Ortiz, recognized, though, that if you really want to be viewed as a global supplier, you've really got to be successful in the United States. And, you know, you got to have a footprint there and a stronghold there. And he reached out to me, and he was in the early phases of obviously releasing some class three content, was having some strong successes in markets throughout Latin America, where we saw that our games could compete with the best games in the industry from the likes of the big guys like Light and Wonder and Aristocrat and IGT. And it gave us the confidence to enter the U.S. market. He reached out to me and said, we got to get started. It's essentially a startup operation. And, we're now 2 years into it and really seeing some progress.
Now, the progress toward U.S.-based game design and just designing games for U.S. markets, not even U.S.-based, how has that progressed in the past 2 years?
You know, it's progressed tremendously. And I think our success maybe is a result of maybe early stumbles. Tried to come into the U.S. several times, actually, more than a decade ago, tried to bring our video bingo product here, thinking that might work in some of the markets throughout the United States. It just didn't resonate with players. And then probably almost 5 years ago, we brought some of the very early class three games that we had done to the U.S. markets, and those were just okay. And we saw that we needed to raise our game and kind of increase the development bandwidth and a little bit of our product design and change the way we were looking at the games themselves. And we made those changes, and like I said earlier, what gave us the comfort to kind of really start going into the United States was we saw the success against the competing products, and that kind of gave us the strength and will to enter the United States market, and we've seen the success of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you've at G2E this year, you introduced some new cabinets and some great new games. Tell us about the product plan for the Americas going forward and how the R&D efforts are progressing.
Yeah, so we've got our Glare product line, which features four unique sets of cabinets, which for a smaller manufacturer, having four separately distinct cabinets is a nice offering to be able to provide casinos. There were a number of games we were super, super excited about at G2E. Some of those are now actually starting to enter casinos. A couple of those is our Foo Frogs and Foo Pots games. Those were released at the very end of 2023. We're seeing some amazing performance numbers in the casinos that have taken those early on. And so that gives us, in fact, they're the best games we've released in the US market ever, actually. So surpassing even performance numbers of our 88 Link series, which was released several years ago. And we've got several more coming that from a product perspective that we're really excited about. Billy the Pig, which was really our showcase game at G2E, has a lot of unique features in it, some great free game elements to it, exciting kind of graphics and sound package with it that customers gave us really raving reviews about. We expect to be approved through the independent test labs in the next 30 days. And so casinos are going to see that very soon. And the last product that was really also a showcase item at G2E was a game called Loon Pandu. And that is on our Altius cabinet. So 27-inch base game, Ultra HD screen on the top. And it's really a first for us at Zetro because we brought an American style wheel with really a US kind of play mechanic to it. That is differentiating for us. When customers came to the booth at G2E, they saw a different Zetro. They saw a different style of design that we maybe not had in the past. And so customers are really excited to see that. That's going to go live here in Q1 as well. So a lot of the stuff that was showcased at G2E, we obviously had conversations with customers that those products were right around the corner, and in fact they are.
And of course, game design is one task in front of you. The other task is spreading your footprint in North America and the US. How is that progressing?
Yeah, we've seen amazing growth. Last year when we started the year, we were in three states. We finished the year in 14 states.
Oh, great.
So we grew nearly one state every month of the year last year. So that's amazing growth for us. We were in 30 casinos. We're now in over 90 casinos. So nearly tripled our growth in 1 year. And I think it shows that customers have an appetite for more diversity and more content on their floors. And they're looking for vendors like us to provide that. And they're looking for choices and options. And we know that we make great games. And if customers give us a chance, I think they'll see our games perform well on their floors.
Just a follow-up is, are you marketing them in banks of games, pods, carousels, any configurations?
Yeah, lots of different configurations. We tend to do more pods than anything, four pods, often put spacers in between them with marketing and advertising on them. But we do have, banks. We do three and three back to back. We do banks that go on along a wall as well with sign packages. So basically, we can meet any configuration that a casino desires.
Okay. Now you were obviously a veteran of slot supply. You spent years at Bally and you were the head of Scientific Games. How has that helped you in your position of taking Zetro into the US markets?
I was blessed. I had an amazing nearly 20-year career at Bally and Scientific Games. An amazing company. I was fortunate to be part of a management team there. And I was also blessed to hold a lot of different roles. I did everything from systems to slot machines. I ran sales for a number of years. I ran engineering for a number of years. I was actively involved in product management, compliance, customer service, and even manufacturing at the end. And so, I really touched nearly every aspect of the business. And that has given me a well-rounded view of what it takes to be a successful supplier in this industry. And I'm looking to bring that tool set, so to speak, here to Zetro USA to help take us from a startup operation to being a significant player in this market.
Okay, what are your priorities for 2024 now?
Well, continued growth. You heard about the growth numbers earlier where we nearly tripled, basically the number of casinos that had our products. We started obviously in a lot of the Native American markets, but we're actively seeking licenses now in some of the main commercial markets throughout the United States. And so you're going to start to see us, in places that are a little more highly regulated. We've got applications pending in probably more than a half a dozen states right now. And so as soon as we can get through the appropriate regulatory approval process, you're going to see Zetro games in a lot more states throughout the United States.
Okay, and finally, a combined question. You're going up against entrenched U.S. slot suppliers, one of which you used to work for. Where do you see Zetro in 5 years with respect to the overall slot market?
Yeah, in 5 years from now, I'd really like to be approved basically in ev nearly every jurisdiction in the United States, and probably most even in Canada as well. So, because our goal is to eventually get into the Canadian market as well. And I'd like to think that our games are going to perform at such a level that we're not going to be listed as just a small other supplier anymore. We're going to be viewed as a significant supplier where people aren't going to be buying just one bank of games from us. They're going to be buying several banks of games from us at a time. And it's the investments we're making in technology, in the infrastructure, in our people, in our R&D teams, both in Spain and our newly developed India technology campus. It's the fruits of those things that are going to pay off, that we're investing in now, they're going to pay off in the years to come. And so I think you can expect big things from Zetro in the next 5 years.
Okay, well, congratulations on what you've done so far, and I wish you luck in the coming years. And I'm sure if anybody can grow Zetro, it'll be Derek Mubarry.
Well, thanks, Frank. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate having me on the podcast.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.